Hope Givers International faces a setback in India's Supreme Court. Rioting in Guinea has an indirect effect on ministry. And safe water clears the way to ministry in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As attacks against Christians continue to increase in India, Hope Givers International has been handed a setback at the Supreme Court. Hope Givers Executive Director Michael Glenn tells us what happened to founder M.A. Thomas.
Unfortunately, we did receive word that he's declined to grant the bail. We do have a positive, though, in that Mr. Nathaniel, and he's been there longer than anyone that's been incarcerated, you know, relating to our ministry. We understand now that he's going to be granted bail and be released.
Hope Givers leaders were jailed, bank accounts frozen, and licenses revoked in response to a book that criticizes Hindu deities. Glenn says the biggest problem right now is what to do about school.
The end of this month is really when the kids are preparing to go back to school. And education is a significant thing there as it is here. Over 90% of the students that go there are actually Hindus. So a lot of these things are culminating into this being a very crucial month for the ministry relating to the legal issues.
Funding and prayers are needed. Meanwhile, rioting over poor economic conditions in Guinea has paralyzed the small West African country. A nationwide strike has moved into its seventh day, and there are reports of continuing unrest. While the rioting hasn't had a direct impact on their staff, New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenek shares their concern over the effect on their ministry.
We do have 9 people with New Tribes Mission who are in Conakry, and they are keeping in their homes. We don't believe that this is any violence is directed against the missionaries. This is not against foreigners. It's strictly a unrest regarding the political situation.
This is the second violent nationwide strike this year, raising fears of instability. Zelenek says that's a matter of prayer.
The biggest prayer request would be that there would be a peaceful resolution to the strike. The strike is ongoing and has not been settled at this point, and that it could be a short duration and for order to be maintained on the streets.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Most of Indonesia's groundwater is contaminated. That means safe drinking water is still an issue throughout the country, even in the zones not affected by the latest disasters. This is where Living Water International comes into play. LWI's Dennis Anderson tells us why they go and help in areas like Indonesia.
The operative word would be bridge. The water systems that we provide, we want to become bridges for the opportunity to hear and or receive the gospel. So in most of our other countries, we want to work with the local church.
Anderson says funding is key to seeing this work succeed as a ministry in this strategic area.
Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world, largest in population, some 88% by the CIA estimate. But as surprising as that is, some tell us up to 15% of the country is Christian. So we want to come alongside the church and help see the church grow.
Next, the EvangelCube has been used for years as an effective evangelism tool around the world. Recently, E3 Partners introduced their new EvangelCard, an innovative gospel sharing tool that folds flat and can fit inside a pocket or Bible. The EvangelCard is designed as an interactive origami-style folding card with 7 pictures that clearly and creatively present the gospel. It's a simple visual tool with great eternal results. Go to our website for information. And along the Amazon River in Brazil, missionaries with boats and airplanes are taking the gospel to Brazilians and Indians. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has found that in this particular region, one effective method of outreach is through medical surgical evangelism at the Amazon Baptist Hospital. A number of people have turned to Christ and churches have been planted through the hospital's outreach. Pray that God would continue impacting lives through ABWE's ministry there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.